All stars begin their lives in the same manner, that is, within the quiet confines of stellar nebulae, which are extremely large clouds of hydrogen and helium gas and dust found within galaxies throughout our universe. Stars will spend the majority of their lives in a phase called the main sequence. It is during this time that the star is fusing hydrogen into helium and is fighting to maintain a balance between the inward pull of gravity and the outward push of heat and gas pressure. Once a star fuses all its hydrogen, it is the beginning of the end. Dum dum dum. From there, it will start fusing heavier and heavier elements until eventually it can't generate any more energy to sustain itself. It's at this point where a star's mass determines the type of death it will experience. Small mass stars, such as our sun, will end as a white dwarf, which is basically the leftover center of the star. It is very small and dim, however, it burns extremely hot. Larger mass stars will end their lives in a dramatic explosion called a supernova. Once the dust clears, what's left is a black hole, or sometimes a neutron star. The lives of stars are not too different from those of humans. They are born, they live, and eventually they die.